Next is a progress known as Vera O'Rourke, O-R-O-U-R-K-E, Vera, V-E-R-A. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. Date was September 19, 2022. In Paris, Mrs. O'Rourke was seen because of ingrown toenails, and there was concern about whether they were infected or not, period. She also complains of a vaginal yeast infection, period. She has diabetes mellitus. Paragraph history. Mrs. O'Rourke has some pain on both sides of the toenails and both feet. Period. She has ingrown toenails and there's one darkened area. Period. However, I was able to peel it off and there's no signs of cellulitis. Period. There's tenderness there, though. Period. New line. She also complains of vaginal yeast infection and complains of a whitish discharge. Period. She has had Diflucan, which did not completely solve the problem, period. She states her blood sugars are in the 200s, period. She does admit to polyuria or polydipsia, period. However, she has had low sugars, period. She denies other complaints. Period. She denies sweating, shaking, or palpitations, period. She can use a neuropathy and to have osteoarthritis of multiple joints, period. The paragraph review, system is negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, abdominal pain, or fever. She does have chronic lymphedema, which persists, period. Examination, she's not distressed. She's mobilizing the power chair. Blood pressure 118 over 76, pulse 80. Temperature 97.2. O2 saturation 95%. Respiratory rate 18. Head and neck was unremarkable. Oral mucosa normal. Lungs were cleared to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal. Sinus 2. No gap. No murmur. Abdomen soft, non-tender. CNS cranes mostly normal. The patient intact and she could flex and dorsiflex her feet. In paragraph assessment and plan, one, she has ingrown toenails and I recommend podiatry referral, but I do not believe that it's infected, so I will not order antibiotics. Two, she has yeast infection and I'll order microstatin vaginal suppositories daily for about a week. Three, she has diabetes mellitus type 2 and for now I'll continue Traceba 60 units daily plus Humalutrin and 8 units 3 times a day with meals and check the hemoglobin A1C. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.